to the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Folks, if there's ever a time that we need God, we need him now. If there's ever a time that we need somebody to direct our path, folks, we need him now. We need God to order our steps, folks. The life we're living in, this world we're living in today, folks, people are dying. People are dying. And they're dying with no hope. No hope, folks. And we need God, folks. It's good to see you this morning. It's good to be seen. We realize that we have several of our folks who are traveling and on vacation, and this is the holiday season. But I'm glad to see you this morning. I'm glad to get up this early morning and be able to stand before you and be able to proclaim the gospel. This morning we hope and pray that something in our service will strengthen you, will encourage you, but most of all edify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My sermon this morning topic is sharing the gospel, sharing our faith. Sharing our faith, folks. Taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, 18 through 20. If you have your Bibles, let's go there. Let's go there. Now, I must tell you, buckle up. I ain't gonna be here long, but buckle up. We're gonna take a look at this whole thing about sharing our gospel. This is during the time that Jesus gave the Great Commission. You know, as I was studying this, I thought about my mother. You see, my mother told me some things before she passed, and I'll never forget it. And at the time that she told me these things, I didn't know she was dying. And she passed a week later. But I remember every word she said and what she told me. And that'll forever be with me on what she shared with me. Folks, in this Great Commission, these are the final words that Jesus leave with his disciples. These were the final words that Jesus leave with us. He's given us a charge, folks. He's given us the Great Commission. And this Great Commission, folks, is a set of instructions. It's a command. It's a duty for each of us. It is given to a group. And this is given by Christ himself. He's given us a charge, a responsibility that we have. Folks, I got to tell you, 2018 has been a tough year, ain't it? But we're still here. 2018 has been a difficult year, y'all. And over. There's still some time left. And when you look around in this room, folks, look at the blue that you see. How we doing in sharing our gospel? How we doing, folks? If God were to give us a grade based upon how we doing in sharing our faith, what would that grade be? See, that's something that each one of us got to examine. We got to examine ourselves and look at how we doing and shine our faith. See, this is something that we ought to be proud of. This is something that's special. This is something that we protect. This is something we work hard at. This is something that'll be a part of our daily walk. It's shine our faith. Folks, this morning, I don't know what's on my voice. I got over here all these trees and something started happening to it. I don't know what, but I'm going to Keep preaching. Listen, there are four points I want to bring out in this lesson this morning. And then the message will be yours. I want to know why we share our faith. I want to know what we share our faith. I want to know how we share our faith. And I want to know when we share our faith. Because evidently, there's something got to be going on, folks. Because I see a lot of blue out here. There's some more blue over there. We got to cover up. It looks like a sea in here. How we doing in sharing our faith, folks? How we doing? Well, let's start with the first one, the why. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. I want you to listen to these words. These are words that are coming from Christ. These are some of his final words that he leave with his disciples. And Jesus said, all authority has been given to me. Well, listen, that means something been passed on, something been passed off. So when you go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, it was God who said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. So he was a part of a trinity there. He's a part of a Godhead, which is part of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He's a part of that. And here he's now speaking, saying that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, he's going to give you something to do. He said, go. Go, therefore, and make disciples in every nation. Go. In other words, you ain't got to go across the waters. Just go across the street. Go down the street. Talk to somebody on your job. Talk to somebody in the school place. Talk to somebody in the grocery store. As much money we probably spending right now on Christmas presents, talk to somebody about that deal with your bucket. Help me, somebody. We got to go, y'all. He's telling us to do something. This authority, folks, this authority is coming from Christ himself. Okay, he's telling us to go. He's talking to us. Folks, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things. And I command you, let's keep the finger. I want you to go over to Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37 and 38. Let's go over there for a moment. See, he commands us. See, this great commission, folks, he's giving us a charge, okay? He's trying to tell us something. You want to know your why? Your why is because he's giving us a charge, okay? It's a command, okay? It's a duty. It's a responsibility, okay? In 37, what does the Bible say in Matthew 22?
Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
Do you love God?
Amen.
It's saying that there's one thing. And folks, I remember as growing up as a young man, I had a hard time expressing how I felt in words. But my mother knew, and my family knows it today, that I show my love often by what I do. In action. But sometimes that action don't make up for the words that are coming out of our mouth. Can't nothing replace those words. I used to have a hard time telling somebody that I love you. And when they go, I regretted it. God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. Read verse 38. What does the Bible say in Matthew 22?
This is the first and great commandment.
See, this is the first. It the great commandment. If we can't get this one right, forget about going to the next one. But listen what the second one says. What does it say?
And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Ooh. Listen, y'all. I can love me. Come on now. I can love me. I can take care of me, Sam. I ain't got no problem with that. But taking care of FedEx? I don't know about that. I can take care of me. But I want to take care of somebody else other than me? We got to get some things in order, y'all. We got to practice some things and keep things in order. Okay? This is the great command that God gives us, folks. This is our why. This is why we do it, because we love him. He commanded us to do it. Go to John chapter 14 and 14 and 15 real quick. We got to demonstrate and show our love to God on our why when it comes to sharing our faith. We can't just take this faith and hide it. We can't just take this faith and cover it up. We got to show folks our love. We got to show folks our concern. We got to show folks what we are. You ever run into somebody and you find out you work with somebody 5 years later, 6 years later, that you remember the body of Christ? Oh, I didn't know that. Shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. John chapter 14. And 14 says what?
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments.
If you love me, keep my commandments. I'm here for you. Keep my commandments, folks. See, it's about the loss, y'all. People are dying every day. And so many people are dying on our loved ones. Listen, when that happened, the person who get up there trying to preach or give it a eulogy, ain't nothing they can say or nothing they can do can help that person. That person has already been predetermined where they're going by the life that they live. We ain't got time to play with fire, y'all. We need to know and understand what our why is. Our why is to help the lost, save the lost, folks. We got to share our gospel, folks, with people who are lost, who need it. Because some point at some time, somebody shared it with us. What if they had to share it with us? What would we be? What would we be? Do our neighbors know that we're Christians? Do our friends, our circle on Facebook, Brother Calloway, please don't go there. Please don't go there, Brother Calloway. Listen, if you want to find out about somebody and they got Facebook, just go look at it. To find out all you want to know. And then they're going to find out about it. They're going to block you, ain't they? Come on now. They're going to block you. You want to know somebody, go look on Facebook. They put their whole life out there. Facebook, Instagram, people just throw it out there. Now, I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. That's not what I'm saying. But I just choose not to do that. You see, I'm in the collecting business. My business is I collect money for folks. And y'all help me. Y'all make it easy for me to collect money for them. See, you'll be running from the bill collector sometime. But all I gotta do is go to your Facebook. I can find where you are. You're telling me everything I need to know. You ain't blocking it. Everything I need to know is on your Facebook. And you don't mind putting it there. Every little thing you do, I'm giving a shout out. I just left this. We just went to this. It's all right there. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. ask you this question. Is the stuff you got on Facebook, is that helping your faith? Is that sharing your faith? Now, there's some folks in here, particularly I like to go and read what they put on there, because they be sharing stuff about their faith. And they be writing stuff in about their faith. And it's very encouraging. And that's a good thing, folks. Use it. Use it. Remember who we are and what we represent. That's your why. Now, I want to get into the what. Now, before I get into the what, I'm going to tell you some things that what not to do. Sometimes it's sharing your what, folks. You don't force this on nobody. You don't hit nobody upside the head with no Bible. Yeah, I know it's true if you're not in a part of the body. The Bible talks about that. But you ain't got to go and try to condemn somebody before they even try to help them. Folks, what we ought to be doing is giving them the good news. Go to Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Big West. And see, what we ought to be giving them is the gospel. The gospel is the good news, folks. Okay? The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what we ought to be giving them. What does the Bible say?
Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which you also are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For I have delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
Listen, he died for us. He died. But he just didn't die, read.
And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Listen, folks. We got to get into the book. We got to get into the book. See, we like to read a whole lot of stuff. You know, sports is fine. I play sports. I've been in sports over half of my life. And I thank God for being able to play at a level and being able to play as long as I did. But folks, let me tell you something. One of the things I always told myself is that you'll never come to my place where I board, where I live, and you'll be able to see anything on my wall that talks about sports. You won't see that. You won't catch me every now and again. I talk about sports with the guys, but you don't catch me all my conversations about sports. That's not who I am. I'm not Dwayne the football player. I'm Dwayne the Christian. That's who I am. That's what I want to be known by. Not some guy who played ball. Just because I played ball don't define who I am. God defines who I am because he saved me. He took me up and cleaned me up. He dressed me up, folks. God did. Football was just an instrument, a blessing. He allowed me to go through. That's why you don't hear me talk about it a lot. There's no need for it. Because that's not who I am. That's not my purpose. My purpose is that I'm a child of God. And I have the gospel. That's who I am, folks. And folks, we got to realize that that's our why. That's what we ought to be leaning on, folks. That's what we have to know and accept, that Christ died. And he rose, y'all. He rose. One day, y'all, we're going to die. We're going to leave this world. But I tell you what, though, I may die, but I can remember Paul's word. Paul said that when in Corinthians, in the 15th chapter, Paul said, oh, death was the sting. Oh, grave was the victory. I want to be able to bust through that, folks, and be able to see the new body. Because this old body I got now is in some pain, y'all. I ache from old bruises. Sometimes it's hard hard to get up in the morning. So I'm looking forward to the new body. But God loved us so much, folks. He gave his son. He gave the best that he had. His son, Jesus. He came down. Folks, he came down just for you and I. Okay? He was up there with God, folks. Go to Philippians. Go to Philippians chapter 2. Chapter 2. We're going to look at verses right about 5 through 11. I want you to read. I want you to listen to this. Read.
Let this mind be in you.
Listen. See, let this mind be in you. See, this is where we got to do this daily, folks. Take it day by day. See, some people like take a week or take a month or whatever. No. Let's slow the roll. Let's slow this thing down. Let's work on this Christianity thing day by day. One step at a time. Okay? See, I like this. So if I trip up on Monday, I can get up and get it back right on Tuesday and try it again. Okay? So let's work on this here. Let's work on our mind, renewing our minds day by day. Okay? Read.
Which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
Listen. He's dealt with God. He's going to come down here and deal with these headaches. Read.
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
He humbled himself, folks. Just stop there for a moment. Let's keep your finger down. Humble yourself. You know, sometimes, y'all, we need to put ourselves in check. Amen. Walls. Lights. Sometimes we need to put ourselves in check because sometimes we think we all of that. Come on now. Sometimes we think that we're bigger than this, we're better than that, and we how we treat people and who we associate ourselves with. But I love the Apostle Paul. See, Paul knew how to base himself. Okay? He knew how to do that, folks. He didn't try to put himself better than nobody else. You remember how Peter tried to jump up there like he wasn't going to eat no meat and all that other kind of stuff, the swine and stuff, and Paul had to get in his face? Paul got in his face and jacked him up to put him in check. And see, sometimes it takes for somebody to get in our face or pull our coattail just to get us to humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves sometime, y'all. We need to be more appreciative and thankful. And know that today you may be doing good, folks. You may have a roof and stuff over your head, all money in the bank account, 401k. You may have all that today, but tomorrow is coming. It's coming. And sometime when it comes, you ain't got to go to door dancing. It's coming on in anyway. Because it may knock the door down and knock you down with the door too. Is coming. Read.
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
Stop for a second. God exalted his son, giving him a name above every name. There's no other name that's above Jesus. Jesus, folks, no other name that's above him. And when it comes to Jesus, folks, all these folks who are walking out here that they pride, they this and they that, and they ain't gonna do this, and they don't believe this and that. Let me tell you something. One day, Paul said, every knee is what? the name of who? Come on, folks. We got to exercise and use what we have. We can't keep hiding it, folks. We got to let him loose. But he can only get loose if we let him. We are the lights in this world. This world is getting darker by the day. Okay, we got to take our whatever is hiding the light off and let our light shine within us so other people can be able to see. People are searching, they are looking, they are dying, they are hungry for truth. And people are lying to them. How do we do this, folks? How do we do this in our daily walk, folks? How do we do this? Go to 2 Timothy 2:15, Wes. You know, sometimes, y'all, we read and we watch television. We do a whole lot of other stuff other than taking our time and studying God's word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says what, Wes?
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Y'all, we got to rightly divide the word of truth. There may be some people watching you and looking for truth, and they can't see it. And they're watching you walk. They're watching how you live. They're watching your attitude. They're watching your behavior. People are always watching, folks. And one of the first best things that we can do, folks, is to walk right. At least have a good attitude, a good mindset. Smile. We ain't got to frown up. Smile. Speak to people. We can't get like that. We can't take a tooth for a tooth. We can't do that. You don't smile, man. I don't smile at you neither. Somebody walking behind us, and y'all, we go through the door. We let the door slam right on them. They don't know what it's mean. How are they gonna ever see it? How are they gonna see it, folks? They're not gonna see it, folks. They're not gonna see it. We got to present ourselves, folks, and walk daily, folks. We are the clean vessels. We are the clean vessels, folks. Go to Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 11. Keep your finger there. In Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 11, what did the Bible say?
Depart, depart. Go out from there. Touch no unclean thing.
Y'all, there's a lot of stuff out there, ain't it? There's a lot of stuff out there that we're touching and we shouldn't be touching. That looks good, that ain't good for us. Y'all, sometimes we get so close to stuff that's not good for us. We just, oh, that just looks so good, that's so tempting. Why do you do that to yourself? We shouldn't. Stay away from it. Accept the fact that there's just some things that we just can't do, y'all. Accept the fact that there's some things that we can't go, we can't do, and accept that. We don't have to keep trying to bend the rules or change the rules. And we even bring stuff, you know, folks are starting to bring stuff into the church house now and try to get the church here. Well, you know, long as I do this, I'm going to this point. That's just like, you know, as growing up, we used to make Potter Pop. Y'all remember Potter Pop? Kool-Aid. It started off red. By midweek, it's pink. By the end of the week, it's just water. You keep adding to it. You keep adding to it, folks. You're diluting it. You just keep diluting it. Okay? That's how Satan works. He subtles on how he works, folks. Okay? He might hit you all at one time. He would just get you one time. He'd come at you. And he just try to get you to start a habit. And y'all know how hard a habit is, right? Come on, to break a habit? A bad habit? It's hard, ain't it? Folks, our how is important. And we need to make sure that we're using God's word. He said he's going to be with us, folks. We read that earlier. He's going to be with us to the end of time, folks. If God is with us, who can be against us? We need him in our lives. We need him in our daily walk. To hold our hands. To help pick us up when we fall, folks. We need his word. And then there's the wind. Folks, when we need to share our faith is right now. Look around in this room. Just look around. I got some family members who are not in the body of Christ. It hurts my heart. Hurts my heart that we've gotten to a point now we can't sit down and really talk about it because they don't want to hear it. I know what the Bible says. I'm not going to beat them over the head about it. But I'm going to continue to pray for them. That God give them time, y'all. These are love, people that we love, y'all. And something happened to them. Ain't no man going to get up there and try to just pray them or preach them into heaven. We know what the books say. We know what the Bible say. We got to learn. It is what it is. Now is the time to be happy, folks. Now is the time. Immediately. Right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. They need it. They're looking for it. The world we're living in, folks, is a dying world. And see, there is no tomorrow. Go to Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. And Luke 12 and 19, real quick, Wes. In Proverbs 27, verse 1.
Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth.
Listen. I know I'm looking forward to Tuesday morning. It's Christmas. I'm looking forward to tonight and just glutton. I'll tell you like it is. I ain't planning on leaving out of the house on Christmas Day. I'm telling you that right now. I'm probably ain't going to go too far from the phone. Where my phone is, where I'm going to be. Close to some couch with my table sitting in front of me where I can just sit up and eat and lay back down. Y'all laughing at me. But I know some of y'all will do the same thing. So I'm looking forward to that. But I may not see it. Tuesday morning is not promised to me, y'all. Though I may plan for it, I may prepare for it, it is not a promise that I'm going to see not just Tuesday, I'm going to see tomorrow. Y'all, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But we have today. And today is a day that we ought to make sure that each and every day on our walk that we're honoring God by the way that we live, folks. In Luke chapter 12, verse 19, we ask, what does it say?
And I will say to my soul, you have many goods laid up that many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
See, I know Bobby knows this. Yeah, this is one of Bobby's favorite scriptures here. Okay? We put up and we say, we put back, folks. There is nothing more important than our soul, y'all. I don't care what kind of bank account you got. I don't care what you got put away. I don't care where you been. There is nothing more important than our soul. You know, the older I get, the more I realize that all that stuff just don't matter no more. It took me to get to this point in my life, Richard, to finally come to grips with there a whole lot of stuff out there is just ain't important no more. Things change as you get older. When your eyes start to really get open. See, sometimes when we're looking through our own sight, our own might, our own strength, we see things different. But as we get older, and we see how this body starts to fail, and it can't do what it used to do, we're looking forward to the new body. I'm looking forward to the new body so I can be able to fly. Yeah. I won't thirst anymore. I won't hunger anymore. I won't have all these pains that I'm dealing with right now anymore, because I'm going to have a new body. Folks, and my conclusion is simply this. The Apostle Paul shows us how this ought to be done, folks. See, we have to realize that Paul had a daily walk in prison. Paul's daily walk was why he was locked up in chains. The Apostle Paul, he witnessed everything in prison and at midnight. Go over to Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. We're going to wrap this here up. Acts chapter 16 and verse 31.
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
See, let me tell you something. There were some folks that was praying while they was in prison. And it was midnight. You see, you never know what's going on in somebody's household. This is why it's so important, folks. When something happened here at Wheelers, there'd be a chain of texts and emails that'll go out for folks to get it. So those prayer warriors can get on their knees and start sending timbers up. And when you start sending timbers up, something's got to come down, folks. It's got to come down. Because somebody's going to get something through, y'all. And something happened here where something got through, where these prisoners was locked up. And all of a sudden it was an earthquake. All of a sudden something happened and the doors were open. Everything was unlocked. And the prisoners saw this. And all of a sudden they wanted to try to kill themselves. They all said, no, do yourself no harm. We're all here. And took the opportunity, y'all, to share their gospel. Midnight. Went on the passage, then I'm going to close. I promise you. Go to Acts 27 and 20. Acts 27 and 20. Just drop down real quick. Acts 27 and 20 through 25. I want to read that, and then the message will be yours.
Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me and not sailed from Crete and cured me disaster and loss. And I urge you to take part, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of a ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. Indeed, God has ready all those who sail with you.
Listen. Paul stood before me and said, hey, listen. God got something in store for me. Just hold on to the ship. Just hold on to a piece of the ship. That's all you got to do. And just hold on. And see, sometimes, y'all, when we're going through some things in life, it's going to get a little tough there. It's going to get a little bumpy there. It may cause some little bruises there, a little hurt and some pain. But nevertheless, hold on. The morning is coming. Because when the morning comes, you may be beat up a little bit, but you hang on. Because as you're hanging on, God will see you through. And let me tell you something. When it comes to God's comfort, there ain't no other comfort like God, y'all. Can't nobody comfort you like God. We need God in our lives, folks. And we need to hold on. Hold on. And regardless of what we've been through this year, y'all, we've been through a lot. And we still got some more year left in us. We got to share our faith. We still got a responsibility. We are part of the one true body, folks. And this body, many members, and everybody got a job to do. You got yours and I got mine. We got to be encouraging each other along the way as we do our part, folks. You do your part, I do mine, and let's encourage each other. And let's hold hands and pray for each other and help each other along the way. That's the message to you this morning. If somebody's not a member of the body of Christ, we hope and pray that you have understood the word and believed in the word, and now it's up to you. It's up to you to turn away from those things that you know that you're doing contrary to God's word. If you're not a member of the body, you got to repent of those things. You got to come, you got to make that great confession that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And when you make that confession, we will baptize you in the watery grave this morning. And then you become a child of the living God. And for folks who are outside of it, and you know that you ain't been living right, and you know things are not right, folks, let's not go into the new year taking that baggage. Let's leave that baggage in 2018. Let's leave it behind us and create something new as we prepare to go towards the end of the new year, go into a new year. As together we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Hear my name.